Ladies and gentlemen, it has been, in general, a good year for the company. Although overall profits are down compared with last year, they are, I am pleased to be able to announce, higher than we expected at this time last year. This year's figure is £354 million, compared with last year's figure of £451 million. The board is recommending a final dividend of 7 pence per share, which makes a total dividend for the year of 10p per share, identical to last year. The profit is mainly thanks to the company's UK plants, which again put in very strong performances, setting a significant number of production records. Deliveries to markets outside Europe were 12% up on the previous year, largely due to economic conditions outside our control. Operating costs, we are pleased to report, were 2% lower than in the previous year, due mainly to reduced employment costs, as the workforce was cut from 52,000 to 50,000. Now to the less good news. There have been difficulties with our export trade over the last year. The main culprit here has been the strong pound, which has reduced profits by approximately £500 million. Secondly, SB Steel, our 51% owned German stainless steel subsidiary, continued to be badly affected by depressed selling prices. Then Huntingdon's, our 25% owned joint venture in the USA, encountered technical problems during the year, which mean that it is unlikely to resume operating at capacity again until late this year. Now, faced with these problems, your board has taken a number of measures, which we believe will be effective within a short timeframe. Firstly, we have established a target for all our businesses of achieving 15% return on assets. We are streamlining the organization structures to make them flatter and more responsive to changing needs. We have also established a team to look at our working practices with the aim of improving productivity. We are creating a considerably more reliable supplier base, and lastly, we are using information technology more creatively. To turn now to the general outlook in the UK and abroad, the situation is complex. The UK economy is forecast to slow down next year. For the economy as a whole, a recession is not expected, but for the manufacturing sectors, there are predictions of, shall we say, unfavourable conditions. Globally, however, demand for steel may well strengthen over the next year because of improving business confidence. In the US, for instance, analysts think that consumer spending will be maintained at high levels. Although we can never be 100% sure how the markets will develop, we do feel confident that the Middle East offers profitable prospects, and we expect some growth opportunities in steel or steel-related businesses in this region.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.